You have a new technique you can tell us about for stem cell transplants that's being tried in Montreal.
That's right. This is still an experimental technique, but I thought this was quite interesting with the way they are trying to prevent rejection of the, in this case, it's a type of bone marrow transplant or stem cell transplant, where you have to get rid of the person who has the cancer. You have to get rid of all their immune cells before you give the transplant, because you obviously want to get rid of the cancerous cells and also prevent rejection. So in this case, this is a type of leukemia called Ewing sarcoma. It was a 28-year-old man who couldn't find a donor. And because they couldn't find a donor, they asked his sister, who is a partial match. But part of the problem is his sister's cells will look foreign to his body and likely be rejected. So this approach uses a means of taking the sister's cells and taking some of his cells, take it out of the body, and you put it in the lab, and you mix those cells together. And what usually will happen is that some of his cells will recognize, just as they do in his body, that his sister's cells are foreign and attack them. What they do this on purpose, because these cells become activated and they can identify them by putting a specific dye into this whole bunch of cells and use a specific light that will then be absorbed by those cells that are active. The cells that aren't active and not attacking her cells remain dormant. This light then kills the cells that are active because they absorb this dye. And in doing so, you have cleaned out that reactive process. You've cleaned out that rejection process and then put that back into his body now that those cells have been eliminated and reduced the rate of rejection. It's a type of phototherapy that's being used. And now it's going into phase 3 trials, which means that they now have the go-ahead to try this in more people, see how this works. It's still experimental, but it is a very interesting way of trying to weed out the cells that cause rejection when you have situations where there's no donor. So for people in this case with this type of leukemia, certainly very promising, and they're going to continue these studies, and we should find out probably later on next year how this is going.
Wow. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.